an inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me! Jason Robert!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Hey, all right. It's Wednesday night, 9 p.m. It's another installment of your very own best inspirational, motivational, kick-ass radio show on the planet, on the internet. It's DDP Radio with your hosts tonight, Sparky, Stacy, and Robert. What's happening?
Hey, guys.
Way too much,
bro. We're glad to be here. It's like taking a nice break.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? I look forward to it.
I can't tell if this is work or a break for you, Robert. So everybody knows, Robert has absolutely no ass left because he's been working it off for 2 weeks in Shark Tank.
Yes.
So,
well, I mean, it's what's that?
I was just about to say, how's it going? And I think you were telling us.
Yeah, well, it started off before Shark Tank. There was a lot that we had to get ready, like migrating to new servers and adding new servers. We ended up having 25 servers running for Shark Tank to make sure that we didn't go down. And
wow.
I saw a video that Dallas put out today, so I'm going to kind of mirror what he said on there, is that we busted our asses to make sure that we were ready, but we couldn't make sure that the post office was ready. Because when you have a hit like this, I mean, it was by far the biggest hit we've ever had as a company. We've been getting, whenever you send out a lot, you always get some stragglers on the deliveries, but we started noticing this ramping up and, you know, a little bit, and then all of a sudden it was at a fever pitch, and we've learned over the last couple of days that somehow, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after Shark Tank, we shipped about 12,000 orders. About 2,000 of those never left the post office.
Oh, geez.
They were sitting somewhere, and they said that we overwhelmed them, that we sent too much at one time. So I guess it's easier to ignore that than just to get them out. So it's been if you could only imagine 2,000 people trying to call your phone at the same time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So we've brought in more people. It has been absolutely insane. You were trying to get everybody taken care of and let them know what's going on. The post office has stepped up and said, we're going to get this taken care of. I guess they've decided not to ignore the problem anymore, and they're getting all the customers taken care of. But it has been an absolute it's just been horrible to try and get everybody handled. So we don't have an exact number. That's just a guess. We still don't even know how many were there.
Wow, that's amazing. So the takeaway is that there's a lot going on. We even shut down the post office.
Wow.
You can bust your ass, and everybody is going to get their DDP yoga. But the good thing is, And you guys know this. And Robert built this. There's a section on the site where people can actually go and get their energy and their diamond dozen on the website if they want to.
Yeah, and the program guide as well.
Yeah. So everything's up there, and we can get to that. And actually, I'm going to break real quick and go to the chat room because I actually have had a question that was posted in there twice, and it's about our DDP radio program. And there's been a couple questions on, are the podcasts for download? Where are they for download? And I can hit the first part, and then I'll let you hit the second part with iTunes, Robert. With DDP Radio on ddpradio.com, we serve this up through Blog Talk Radio, and as soon as Robert hits finish, every radio program that we've done for DDP Radio is available for streaming or download off of blogtalkradio.com, DDP, which is, heck, you can get there, just go to ddpradio.com, and that'll take it to you, or take you to it. It's not really going to bring Blog Talk Radio to you. That'd be pretty intimidating, considering how bad Blog Talk Radio has been lately.
Oh, my God, yeah. The other part is that I try to do it the same night, but it's within a couple of days that I'll upload the broadcasts up to iTunes, so they're always up on iTunes. You can go into their podcasts and look up DDP Radio, and you'll find the last probably 40 that we've done or so. And there's another one. The name is escaping me. It's for Android. That it's a there's a podcast on there that picked this up recently as well.
Okay. That's awesome that somebody did. Now, on iTunes, I know there was a point where we were putting sort of the best of shows or, you know, the special guest shows. Are a lot of the regular shows going there now?
Almost all of them. Every once in a while, you know, we'll have one of those bad sparky nights that we just can't put it up. But, I try to get every single show up there now just because it was just like a special one, but...
Yeah.
People started following it so much, you know, if I don't put them up, they harass me now, so.
That's awesome. So we haven't scared them away yet, Stacey. What do you think about that?
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, people are actually asking for us, except for the bad sparky nights. At least that's the worst you call them. I mean, I guess they could be, I have been called or linked to worse things. So.
Well, we're in mixed company, you know.
But, you know, I always wonder how, you know, you wonder how many people listen and does it make an impact. And I had somebody write a few weeks ago saying that he takes his hikes to our podcast because they really inspire him. And that just made me feel like, wow,
fantastic.
See, it depends on how you look at it, because I look at it as someone puts the podcast on and walks towards a cliff. So... it's all about
perspective. Well, if you're on the cliff, before you go, make sure you have a parachute packed in that backpack and pull the cord.
Free fall.
Hopefully we don't drive too many people to Thelma and Louise it, but, you know, I swear on some nights we could probably pack a car with the three of us and do it.
Oh, gosh. I'd drive. I would do the driving.
If anybody wants to join us on this crazy ride, you can definitely do it because we had a special guest from Team DDP Radio tonight, or Team DDP Radio. Team DDP Yoga. There's too many things with DDP in front of it. He's pretty much taken over the world at this point, so I guess you could put DDP in front of it, and he probably has it. But from Team DDP Yoga, we do have Rev Kev. Kevin Tankersley, who's been with us for a long time. We're going to bring him on in just one second. But if you want to call and talk to Stacy or Robert, myself, have a question for Rev Kev, you can do that at 347-994-1216. Or if you prefer to chat, we have the chat room loaded up with people right now, and you can talk to various people from Team DDP Yoga, like Dave and Dawn, who are out there right now, and that Will Garland, not this one, and we'll be happy to chat with you. And you can get there by ddpradio.com. The chat pulls up right below the top graphic there, so take a look for it. And I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't say Dallas is still across the pond kicking some ass, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's got that Manchester workout on the 8th. So there's still some time to get some tickets for that if you wanted to check that. But you've got like 2 days left to sign up for that.
Yeah, so check it out because – and he's actually been pulling. I've seen some pictures coming across with our UK-certified trainers. Hayden is over there, and he's working out. And, you know, there's some great pictures coming back from those guys. So they should keep it up and keep rocking it. You might be able to hook up with DDP and then get into one of those guys' classes. It's Hayden Walden and Tony Finbar Smith. Those guys are kicking ass. And they joined our DDP Yoda for – DDP Yoda, geez. I can't get past my own words in my mouth tonight. So this is going to be an awesome show, guys. you would think that English should be my first language, but I don't think it is.
I'm just going to let you keep going until you hang yourself. You're doing a wonderful job.
Both of you are just giving me more and more and more rope.
No, you're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job.
And it's after 9. It's after 9. You cut yourself some slack.
It is. And I'm actually sober right now, so that's probably the problem.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, so you can catch those two guys. But they went through DDP Yoga Certification at ddpyogacertification.com, and that's something that Yoga Doc, you know, and DDP put together to get you guys certified in a way, and the program is real close to a lot of other health certification programs, Yoda certifications, where right now they're going through a level one of it, but they're going to ramp it up soon. But if you check it out, Robert, you put that site together. It looks amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was an interesting job trying to make part of it private and part of it not, but I like how it came out.
Yeah, it looks really good. So anybody who has interest in that, if you're out there in the UK listening and you're going to one of the workshops and you see those guys kicking ass and you want to try it yourself, hit ddpyogacertification.com and that will get you right there. For the rest of DDP's appearances, go check out ddpyoga.com/appearances and you'll catch where he's going to be. And when he gets back from the UK, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming, but the biggest thing is the DDP Yoga workshop at WrestleMania in New Orleans. So that'll be pretty exciting that he's going to be there doing DDP Yoga right in the heart of WrestleMania.
Yeah, and we're going to actually we're looking at adding something else for that weekend as well, so keep an eye out for that.
Awesome. So always something exciting that you guys come up with and surprise us with. And tonight, for a lot of people, our guest is a longtime member of Team DDP Yoga, and a lot of you will see him around. You may be familiar with his story. You may not be, because Rep Kev came to us, and man, he had an exciting story when he got here with his weight. He started at 303 pounds and lost almost 50% of his entire weight, and it was amazing to watch, wasn't it, Stacey?
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty dramatic transformation, and he was so young. I think he was one of the younger members.
Yeah, he started in the summer of 2010 at the age of 22. Imagine finding this when you were 22.
Oh, I wish I had.
I'll be cooking at 41, and when I did it, I started at 37. I definitely felt 10 years younger. So at 22, if you had the advantage of doing that for a long time and having it at least to go back to at that point, man, what a life changer. But Rev Kev started at 303, and he ended up at 167. And it was a total transformation to the point. He was actually working out with Dallas. He lived around the area with Dallas, and he had a lot of life-changing experiences that he leaned on. At that point, it was YRG, but he leaned on DDP Yoga to help him out with, and we'll let him talk to you a little bit about that. But he achieved his dream of becoming a police officer. He achieved gaining great health and inspiring a lot of people through his journey. And we have him here tonight because we've been talking a lot about people who have come into DDP Yoga, a lot of people who have owned it, just like Rev Kev, you know, just like Robert, just like Stacy. But he has come to a point where it kind of got away from him, and we'll talk to him about it, where he is starting over. He's fallen. He's gotten back up, and he's ready to sit here and have a heartfelt talk with you guys on Team DDP Yoga and in DDP Radio about what his journey's been like and where he's going now that he's starting to pick the pieces back up again. So I'd like to introduce a friend of mine to you guys who has been with Team DDP Yoga for a long time, and we've talked a lot of times throughout his journey, and we're proud to have you here. Rep Kev, what's going on?
Not much. How y'all doing?
Doing good, bro.
We're doing great.
We're doing fantastic, man. How are you feeling, man?
Well, today is day three of my journey back, and I was telling my wife earlier at work, I could tell tremendous difference today at work compared to, you know, last few months since I've been on the road as a deputy. I've been like, you know, I haven't had the amount of energy that I'd want, and today was just different. You know, I've had three solid days of clean eating that I've not had in a long time, 3 days of the DDP yoga workouts, and I was just on, you know, ready to go the whole day. We didn't have any calls, and I was just ready to go find something.
Awesome, man. So you've gotten so 3 days in now. We're kind of fast forward to where you're at right now. You've got the energy, and obviously you've got the mental attitude. Do you feel like you're back kind of mentally to where you were during the first time you came through DDP Yoga?
Absolutely. You know, I've on my way to work every morning, you know, I'm passing fast food restaurants and you know, I just don't, you know, normally, you know, in the past few months, you know, where I've fallen, I that'd be something good for lunch, or that'd be something I'd like to go eat, you know, for supper tonight. You know, I just haven't given it another thought at all. You know, going to the grocery store, I don't know how it is, you know, how it is everywhere else, but I've noticed that a lot of gluten and dairy-free products have went down in price, which is, you know, really helps us out in budget. So, you know, mentally, you know, I feel like I'm there this time, and that's why I wanted to come on the radio, you know, to come clean. I'm tired of hiding. So.
Okay, so you're tired of hiding. In sort of in your own words, I mean, I described about how you came in years ago, and you lost, and because you worked really hard, bro, and you got down to 167. It was funny because you got to 167, and you looked amazing. Your arms were cut. You had all the belly fat was gone. You actually you looked like a kid because, I mean, at 22 when you lost the weight, I mean it almost rolled you back to a teenager. You know, so is that where you want to go again?
I'd like to get to at least 180 and keep it there. I felt a whole lot better at 180.
Yeah.
167 was great, but you know, 180s, just, you know, I kept it there for a few months, just kept it solid right there around 180. And that, you know, that's when I was, you know, I was running 5Ks and finishing on my, and, you know, I even went on and ran a half marathon, something I never thought I'd do. But, one of the goals that I'm really setting on this time is to run a full marathon, you know, which is down the road, but that's, you know, that's a goal I want to do. And, you know, why I still can.
Yeah, and sort of to bring everybody in on this one, I know you had said before, after you had changed your life with DDP Yoga, you said you were kind of a regular guy in a regular job, and you kind of had a normal life, but you felt like you were very unhealthy and depressed and shy. And I can definitely relate to that because, you know, I kind of think of myself as a regular guy, and you know, kind of being depressed when you kind of feel alone, and it's easy to lean. It was easy for me to lean on food, and I know Stacy, we've talked about before on the show many times, leaning on food to eat. Is that something that you went back to? What do you think were things that sort of contributed to you sort of losing your way and falling down after you lost that weight?
You know, some things that contributed. You know, I changed my whole eating habit. You know, from fried, I went to baked. You know, I didn't have any bread or any. You know, as far as you know, I breaded chicken or anything. And you know, I done it the whole way. And you know, I basically ate the same thing every day, and I feel. You know, I believe this time around I've changed it up. I've threw in a bunch of different things because, you know, I honestly believe, you know, after some point, you know, of eating the same thing, you know, day in and day out, you know, that your body, you know, eventually just gets tired of it and you just want to go other routes. And, you know, unfortunately, instead of, you know, sticking with the gluten and dairy-free choices that, you know, I had out there, I decided, you know, to take the easy way out and, you know, go to fast food and a lot of the cheaper groceries. And, you know, that's just, you know, and then I hope my, I guess you've noticed this before, you know, when you eat gluten and dairy free, I feel, you know, you get full faster, or you feel fuller to me. That's how I felt, but you know, with the you know, processed food, the fast food, and all that garbage that you know that's out there for you, that's available out there. I don't know what it has to do with the taste or what, but you just want to keep consuming, even though your body's full, you want to keep consuming. And I would say that you know that was the biggest portion of my weight gain.
Well, when you said you were eating the same thing, do you think you had gotten into a place where you were experiencing boredom, or had you started to feel deprived?
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's probably more on the boredom part, on my part. You know, as far as that, because you know, I would the mornings I'd eat an egg with a, you know, side of fruit, or, you know, when I lost the weight, I'd throw in a piece of gluten-free toast, and, you know, and then I would snack, you know, with vegetables and stuff throughout the day, and then my supper, it would go between chicken tenders without the bread and steamed okra and an extra lean meat patty that I, you know, I'd just rotate. And I didn't really take the time to really look into all the gluten and dairy-free options that were available. And a lot of it, you know, the prices were up there, and my job wasn't great at the time as far as making enough to go out and buy the groceries that I needed. Now looking back and looking at my checkbook, you know, what I have spent on fast food as compared to, you know, what I could have put on gluten and dairy, you know, it doesn't hit you, you know, going here and paying $5 a year to get, you know, get a hamburger and some french fries or whatever you want, as a, you know, going to the grocery store, spending, you know, a good lot of money. But like I said, mentally you're there and physically you're there, but eventually when you get to some point and you're doing the same thing every day, you do tend to get bored. And that's where I would say that was my problem.
I know for some people, they actually prefer the routine of eating the same thing every, you know, pretty much the same thing. And it's all individual. So, you know, you might need, I need variety. And I think that's one of the keys for a lot of people. That's why there's a great recipe blog on the Team DDP Yoga site. And there are a lot of great blogs out there. Christina Russell has Body Rebooted, where she does wonderful recipes. My StacyMorris.com is filled with recipes. I don't know if you enjoy cooking, but a lot of them are very simple. You don't have to be a master chef, you know. But the key is to really make it as enjoyable as you can, because when I, you know, like I Sparky was saying, I've regained 100 pounds not once, but two times in my life. And it was really devastating. And one of the reasons, I think, was for me, in terms of just the whole, there's a whole mental aspect to when, you know, I grew up heavy and I was heavy most of my life. And I really rushed to get the weight off as quickly as I could, because I thought it was going to be the answer to all my problems. And then when I got there, I realized I'm kind of the same person with the same problems, and it was this big letdown. Mm-hmm. And that was a big – my head hadn't caught up with the physical changes, and I think it's like an ongoing learning process about yourself, you know. And I mean, I think it's wonderful to lose the weight, and it's great for your health, but – you know, I also had to work on my self-esteem and just being really good to myself on a lot of different levels. You know, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, in hearing this too, I am actually really excited for you, Rev Kev, because Stacy has gone through the process and refined it, and now we have, you know, us guys, it's very difficult sometimes, I think, for a lot of us to come in and say, you know, we've fallen and we've gotten back up and we're going through it. But I love that this time that you're here and you said, I'm going to start it here. You actually started a couple days ago. I mean, because you've been Facebooking about it, posting about it. And now you're here talking about it. And, you know, I've struggled since actually the holidays. I haven't put on a ton of my weight, you know, 15 pounds or so, but and it's been really hard to get back into it. So I think it's what a lot of people need to hear, that anybody, whether you're a guy, you're a gal, everybody falls and everybody gets back up. So this is pretty awesome to have you here. And if there's anybody out there who thinks it's awesome too and wants to ask Rev Kev a question or Stacy, you also got Robert and myself, you can give us a call, 347-994-1216. And we'll be taking calls up until about 10 till 10 and bring you on the line as long as you give us a buzz. But one thing you touched on, Kev, and Stacy, maybe you can help reiterate with choices that you know about. You know, I'm a firm believer, and when people talk about budget and they talk about gluten-free, dairy-free, so expensive, you kind of hit on a little bit, Kev, saying, you know, when you go and spend $5 on a burger and a couple bucks on fries, and you do that a couple times a day, you know, sometimes that adds up, and then you come home and you look at the bags of chips that are $5. When you can buy a bushel of apples and a head of lettuce and something else, those are all gluten-free, and they're healthier than that bag of burgers and the bag of chips. You know, I know you might not be able to go fully organic or fully gluten-free, but you can avoid a loaf of bread, and you can eat more greens. And I think you can do it for relatively similar prices. Am I wrong with that?
No. I mean, it's so true. If you know what to buy, you know, you don't have to break the bank. I think there are definitely a lot of expensive products out there and things, and you know, some of the organic stuff, but really there are ways to circumvent the priciness. I mean, things like rice and potatoes, they are not expensive, and eggs, I mean, eggs are one of the best foods on the planet, and they're certainly pretty cheap compared to a lot of other protein sources.
What do you say, Rev Kev? Because you've been, actually, since you've been changing right now, you said now that you've been back to it, you're noticing the prices, even the prices on some stuff have changed. So how have you been going through it? Because there's a lot of people out there trying to make the change, and I think it'd be good to hear from somebody who's done it once before and is doing it again and can say, hey, this ain't too bad.
Yeah, but, you know, before, I'd go to the Whole Foods store, and there were certain, like gluten-free flours and stuff I'd be looking for that was, $10 for a little bit bag. And I went the other day, and, it was half that price. I think gluten and, dairy-free foods are getting out there, especially, with DDP Yoga, actually, YRG seemed like a little bitty thing, and now DDP Yoga has gotten bigger, WWE's plugging it on their website and everything, and you're getting more members in. I noticed the other day there was like 45 members in one day that had joined within a few hours, and, it's like an everyday process, and they're getting their knowledge of the gluten and dairy-free, and they're going to the grocery stores and, buying this gluten and dairy-free. The reason a lot of the bad choice groceries I've realized are, some of them are pretty inexpensive is because everybody goes out and buys that, and so they're bringing in profit from that.
Yep.
And I believe that, the same thing with gluten and dairy-free, everybody goes out and buys it, but, the it's going to be in it. A little bit less expensive to get, and I went to the grocery store the other day. The So Delicious yogurt, that I used to get, it was $3 a cup. My first go, three or four years ago, I went there the other day and they had it 10 for $10, and you can't really beat that nowadays.
That's awesome. I totally agree, and I think it's awesome that you went back and did that. What's even better, if we go internationally, that Will Garland, who is in our chat room over in the UK, is actually making a testament saying he used, in capital letters, he used to think eating healthy was more expensive, but he says it's BS. If you shop wise, you can eat wise, and I'd have to agree with that. It's all about, and it's all about what you want too. If you really want it, you'll find it, and you'll find it in your budget.
Right.
So we actually have a caller out there. So you ready to take some calls, Kev?
We'll see what we can do.
All right.
I'll take that as a yes. Area code 778. What's your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh,
how you doing?
Up?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Josh?
I'm actually one of Kevin's best friends. I live in Canada now. I just wanted to call to kind of offer some words of encouragement for Rev Kev, because when I lived back down in Georgia, I grew up in Georgia, and we actually kind of connected in high school through wrestling, and my wife and I are actually on the DDP yoga system because of Kev.
That's great. So if you're on it because of Kev, now have you been on it for a couple of years then? Did you join through his first trip since you're up in Canada now?
Yeah, for us, it's taken us a couple. We have a 3-year-old daughter. It's actually taken us a couple times to fully commit to it. Unfortunately, I notice a big difference. Like as soon as we switch to a switch to gluten free and dairy free, you feel so much better. Kevin had told me that before. And just from knowing him and seeing the transformation he underwent, and showing the people here, everyone was just kind of blown away by it. So He's Rev Kev. You're one of my inspirations, man. So you know, I wanted to listen to this because I wanted to give you some support and let you know I believe in you 100%, man.
I appreciate that, man.
That's awesome. How's that make you feel, Kev? Man, you're still an inspiration. Coming back a second time.
Try not to cry.
You know what I love, Josh, is that you're officially a Canadian. And you still call it wrestling.
Yep. Tell me about it. I won't keep you guys up because I'm sure you have other callers, but I just wanted you to let you know I'm listening, bud. And like I said, you really are still an inspiration to me and even to my wife, who hasn't even met you yet. You know, she's seen your pictures and your transformation you underwent, and I'm rooting for you, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Best of luck for y'all.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling. Man, you're a wonderful support, man.
Thank you.
So it sounds like you still got it, Rev Kev. You still got the inspiration. You're still inspiring. I know one of the things that we talked about when we talked earlier on, when we interviewed you before, was one of your biggest challenges then was, you know, sticking with a lifestyle. And I asked you, how'd you stay on track? And one of the things you said is setting goals and writing them down. What's changing for you now that, you know, is going to help you stick to the lifestyle now that you're changing it again?
Yeah, I've got coworkers, and, you know, they put this up. I'd set a goal around Christmas time, you know, that I was going to get down to 200 by this Christmas. And, you know, fighting it for 2 months and, you know, still, you know, trying to get back on the ladder, trying to get back where I need to be. And I'd go throughout the day and I'd eat, you know, decent throughout the day. And then when I'd get home, you know, my wife would work till 9 o'clock at night. So, you know, I would wait until then to eat and we would just go get something, you know, fast and easy because I had to be up at, you know, 6 a.m. the next morning and, you know, I really didn't want to, you know, cook really late at night and be there at the stove. And I've got awesome coworkers they've made a little collage of my pictures, you know, from the first time my first transformation. And it's just right there for me to see every day, you know, with the goal that I'd set 200 by Christmas. And I see it every day, every morning that I walk in, you know, I see it right there. And, you know, one thing I got off track was, you know, keeping up with my food journal. And that's something that I, you know, I've kept up really strict with the last 3 days. And I mentioned it to, you know, Dallas probably a couple years ago, you know, about the importance of the food journal. You know, he told me that Arthur, you know, to this day, even still keeps a food journal. And, you know, that's something that I also got off track and not keeping up with, you know, what I was intaking. And that's something that I wanted to there and just keep, you know, keeping my sides, you know, that this is how good I've been doing every day. You know, it comes to that point, hey, you want to go out to eat, look at that journal and see how good you're doing. And is this hamburger over here, this slice of pizza over here, is it worth ruining, you know, your good week or your good month or your good year? And, you know, it's not, because there's options out there for us.
That's
food,
awesome.
Food journals are so great because they help me with not only how much I'm eating but what. You know, and I think I'm so balanced, but then I say, oh, wait a minute, you know, I need to get some more veggies in today.
Yeah.
So they're a great eye-opener.
Right. The second time that you came through it, and which is actually up and through now, what are some of the things that you did yourself to sort of keep you on track, and what do you do today to keep yourself...
Well, yeah, what those two times of regaining the weight taught me, they taught me a lot about what not to do. And the first couple times around, I was pretty strict. I was doing it in a way where I couldn't live with it long term. So I really decided, okay, this can't feel like a diet in any way, you know, although I did need some boundaries, you know, and some guidelines. Dallas and Terry really were pretty good at telling me, you know, giving me some food groups and telling me what to avoid, but I decided the amounts. You know, I didn't count calories. I really started listening to my body and just decided to determine when I had had enough. And I started to learn that fine language, you know, that balance between being stuffed and having eaten enough that I felt satisfied. So that was very key to learn that, because the dieting industry takes that away from us, you know. They kind of try to tell us we don't know anything, and actually we do. I mean, anyone who has children, you see your kids stop naturally. So we have that ability. We just need to reconnect with it.
Yeah, that's great advice, because, you know, even with the healthy stuff, when it starts to taste good, sometimes my brain registers eat until you can't eat any more. That's damn good.
I know. You know? Yeah. Oh, believe me, there's a part of my brain that wants to do that, and I have to. I'm almost like Sybil, you know, like split personality talking to herself. I have to say, do you really want to do that? Am I doing that out of habit, or have I had enough? You know, you could keep eating, but then you're going to feel stretched. You know, you're going to feel like you have to lie down.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do that.
No, it's amazing, because when you're really on it, and RevKev, you probably hit this, and Stacey, you're talking about it right now. Is when you're eating perfect, and especially if you get it down to where you get more than three square meals, if you're eating four or five a day, you do get that perfect, satisfying fill up, not being overly full, and kind of you're not completely empty, but you're not stuffed. I remember one time, and this was probably a year before I started DDP yoga, and it was probably one of the worst points where I was when I gained all of my weight. I remember thinking I had to eat dessert. This was at a holiday dinner, so we were eating everything, and I drove back so uncomfortable from that dinner. We got home. My stomach was stuffed. I had a stitch. I actually had to throw up when I got home, because I had eaten to the point where I thought my stomach was going to explode. And you almost, if you've ever been there, and you've been there a couple times, now that was the worst I've been, and I've gotten close to having my stomach filled like that many times. It really makes you feel sick and sort of sad for yourself when you think back on it.
Yeah, and I, you know, I've been there so many times, and I guess I just finally got to the point where it's like, wow, I've done this so many times. Let's try another way, you know. But in addition, I just thought of something else. And in addition to, you know, developing a plan that just works for me, and I've become my own boss now in terms of eating, which I think is really crucial. It's great. I mean, I get lots of advice from others, but I also had to dismiss or fire my inner critic, my inner batterer, who would, you know, kick the living crap out of myself if I did sometimes have, you know, I expected myself to be perfect, and that's just not realistic. So sometimes I do overeat, you know. I'm human. I mean, if I'm on vacation or if I'm at a place or an event where there's some really magnificent food, sometimes I do eat more than I usually do in my normal, you know, waking hours. And it's okay. The minute I start to put a trip on myself and say, you've screwed up, or you shouldn't have done that, that really sets up a dangerous cycle for me to just, you know, in the past I've said, you know, screw it. So I'm a screw up. Let me just keep going down this road.
Yeah, once you break that emotional plane, right?
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's important to be forgiving with yourself, you know, because we're not meant to be perfect.
No, absolutely not. We got one caller coming up, and I do have a question from the chat room from, I think, Kev, you have a fan in the UK. That Will Garland, again, was picking up on your food journal and wants to know if you log just what you eat and drink, or are you listing nutritional and calorie content as well? And how often that you eat?
You know, I've not really put the nutritional and calorie thing, but that, you know, that's something I'm not thinking about looking into. That sounds pretty interesting. Normally, I go in at 8 a.m., so I bring in a cup of the Sovalicious yogurt and, you know, a serving of fruit, and I'll eat around 8:30 a.m. I'll go on a few calls, and around 12 I'll have lunch. So I'll eat a salad, and I've got that with some lettuce and some spinach and little tomatoes. I'm not a big salad fan, so I try to, you know, find the greens that I will eat. And I'll bring a little bitty portion of, you know, raw cashews with me in case I get hungry throughout the day. That was the biggest problem, and the biggest part of my fall was I would eat at 12 lunch, and then come 5, 6 o'clock when I get home, I'm starving to death. So I do bring snacks with me if I do get that urge for hunger, little bitty small snacks that, you know, I can throw in there to help that from the end of the day. And then, you know, when I get home, I try to throw in a workout, and then I eat my supper. So maybe, you know, 3 big meals and maybe 1 to 2 snacks a day is about how often I eat.
That's awesome, bro. We actually have another caller as well, so we'll go ahead and grab them. Who we got, Robert?
It's area code 252. Who do we have?
Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, how are you? I have a quick question. As I just got the DDP yoga thing, I haven't fell off yet, but I was listening to the blog radio about the listen to your nutritional guidance, and I got it for my anniversary, trying to lose weight and get back in shape. But I'm a professional truck driver, so I'm not at home very often, and it's
right.
Hard to eat healthy on the road. Like, I'm on the road three weeks to 4 weeks at a time before I'm even home, where I can, you know, in an aspect at this point in time, watch what I eat. It's kind of hard to find gluten-free stuff on the road and, you know, in your truck or so much. I was just wondering if y'all had any bites or particular food groups that would be good to kind of keep in my truck, or so I can at least work on the diet part.
Well, when you're on the road, are you able to stop? I know road stops are not the greatest, but can you get to supermarkets? Because
occasionally, I mean, the only supermarkets I ever really get into that will fit my truck is like Walmart, but not broadcasting. But I mean, that's the only kind of, you know, store I can really get a truck into a lot of times that will let me park there anyway long enough to do some shopping.
Do you take?
I can't get to a grocery store. I generally, when I go home, I stock up for the best that I can, and then I do eat out quite a lot because, you know, microwave food isn't the best food to eat after so many days
over. Well, I mean, dried foods, if you have like a dehydrator, probably going to be your best bet without sugars. You could try those. Little oranges, apples should keep pretty good, especially if you got like a little cooler you can toss those into. Any kind of dry nuts are going to be good for you. Low salt, like your almonds, cashews, things like that, are really good to snack on. You can get things. I know Doug Steffen used to grab Laura bars.
Okay.
Which are good. You can get those if you look on Amazon.com. There's different kinds of protein powders too. Like there's brown rice protein powder. I get off of Amazon. I know Stacy, are you still using the egg whites? Protein?
Yeah, I use egg white protein powder and something called Plant Fusion, which is pea protein, and I think rice also. I mix it up.
Yeah, so those
okay,
are really
so
good.
Rice, cashews, and almonds, and like the little oranges, and apples, and dried fruit. Okay.
Yeah, and protein bars. Sparky mentioned Lara bars, and there's one out there called Think Thin, and it's gluten-free, and it's got 20 grams of protein per bar, so it'll really hold you, and it's got a lot of great flavors.
Yeah, and actually, I want to tell you a guy, and he was with us, and he used to stop on the show a lot, and I haven't reached out to him in a while, and he used to be on Team BDP Yoga. I'm sure if you checked him out and sent him a message, he may get back to you. His name is Dave Sherman. This guy kicked a lot of ass with DDP Yoga, and, you know, we don't see him a lot because he's a truck driver, too. And he actually drives for a major country store. So, and he gets out, and I guess he does DDP Yoga with a crew. I don't know if he's still doing that or not. We haven't caught up with him probably in over 6 months or so, but, you know, sometimes it's six months or so before he's able to get back and give us an update. But if you look up Dave Sherman on teambdpyoga.com and send him a message over there, hopefully he might get back to you and be able to tell you what he does as a truck driver.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem, man. Glad to have you. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Let us know how you're doing, too.
I will. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Good stuff. Well, man, we're creeping past 10 till 10 already. This has been a pretty moving and shaking show, Rev Kev. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Talk more than I normally do.
I was going to say, now, folks, if Kevin let me embarrass him a little bit. When you first got here, man, I remember one of the first shows you did, and even talking to you on the phone, maybe calling you shy is you know, I don't know if that's the right thing, but would you classify yourself as a shy guy then?
I'm not as bad as I was. There's some instances, you know, if I don't know somebody, I'm a little bit shy, but, you know, I eventually come out of the shell.
You did that, and the reason I kind of wanted to bring it up is because a lot of people get on here and they haven't documented anything, and how you kind of caught some people's eyes and some people's inspirations was you started doing Reb Kev Speaks to get over that.
Yes. Yeah, that was an idea, you know, that Dallas had threw at me. He said, you know, that, you know, we worked on the weights. You've gotten it down. You've gotten it under control. But I want to work on your speech. He said, would you being a reverend, you need to know how to talk to people. And, you know, so I would do those videos, and he would comment, and, you know, he'd call and let me know how I was doing, and it just got better, and my speech got better, and I just, you know, opened up a lot more.
That's awesome. Are you gonna come back to the video? Do you think you have time for that? Because if people don't know out there, you started at 22 in 2011, and since then, if we fast forward to 2014, you have a new job. You married your wife Lisa. You have a daughter Evelyn, and within the past year, you moved into your new house. So you've had a lot of changes. So are you going to try to do the video with all that going on, or sort of just take care of yourself one step at a time?
You know, actually, you know, bringing up the videos, I've been working and, you know, throwing out ideas actually for the last year and a half about doing a online ministry, which, you know, you go right along with the RevCap TV Speaks. And, you know, I've been throwing out ideas of how I was going to go about it, but I have been looking into a YouTube ministry, so just stay tuned on that one.
That's fantastic. And, you know, that's another thing that I think keeps all of us on track is when you reach out and help others in whatever way, it takes the focus off yourself and makes you feel good, you know, and that's a big part of what keeps me going is, you know, doing the show, doing welcomes, answering people's questions when they write to me. You know, it's all important, and paying it forward and paying it back is critical.
Right.
And actually, sort of along those lines, Travis Roberts, RevCav, he's one of the newer guys who's really been rocking it in our Warriors in Training group right now. He does every monthly challenge that we come out. If you don't know, we have a group. It's called Warriors in Training. I don't know. You may or may not be in it. If you're not, join us. We do a challenge every month. And this month we're doing a no repeat, no quitsies challenge where you do every workout on every DVD that you have in order without repeating them. So, but what Travis wanted to know is if you have people close that you can work out with and how you handle your workouts.
You know, actually my wife is, starting this with me. So, you know, she lives in the same house with me. I'm trying to introduce it to my coworkers, and there's actually a girl that had just joined. She just got her package and joined the website, I'm going to say about 3 weeks ago, Krista. You know, and it was her on Facebook, you know, just, you know, I'd been wanting to get back for a while, but she, you know, she was tagging me in everything that she saw, and she, you know, it was showing the inspiration I'd done. You know, DDP Yoga had done the thing where it showed like the little morphin video that, you know, and you know, it's when it hit me, you know, that people are, you know, looking up to me as an inspiration, but right now I don't feel like an inspiration, and you know, I've got to change this, and you know. But, you know, thanks to Krista and, you know, DDP Yoga, you know, it made me feel that, you know, I'm not forgotten and that people, you know, still are being inspired by what I had done. But, you know, before it was, you know, what I can do. But this time I want to be more of an inspiration. I want to see what, through me, what others can do.
And man, you are an inspiration. And somebody once told me anything is truly possible, but it's up to you. You don't have to accept your lifestyle and accept that nothing will change because you would be wrong. And that person also said, if they can do it, anyone can. That person was you.
Right.
Wow.
What do you think about that, bro?
That's pretty strong. You know, there's a lot of things I've forgotten, but you know, you saying that, I do remember saying that. I think I can even remember the day I typed that up.
Yep, that's all you, bro, man. I know you got the strength, you got the stamina, you got the mind, and you've been there and you've done it before, and you got all the support in the world. Because I know Stacy, Robert, and I. We're always here if you need us, and I know anybody listening tonight is going to be following your journey and wanting to know where you're at. So are you going to keep us up to date and come back and join us on DP Radio maybe in a couple weeks and let us know where you're at?
I sure will. I'll give you all a call back here in about 2 to 3 weeks and let you know where I'm at.
That's fantastic.
Great. Yeah, I don't think you've ever lost your following, Reverend Kev. And then now there's a whole new, you know, the team has grown so much in the last few years. Now you've got a whole new audience, too, to inspire.
Yeah, you know, I logged on to Team DDP Yoga the other day for the first time in probably months, and I had, you know, maybe 40 friend requests. So, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, bro. Well, I'm always proud of you. I'm always happy to hear from you. And, you know, I'm always a phone call away. You can give me a call anytime. We're pretty much up on 10 o'clock, and I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. Is there anything that you want to leave the DDP Radio and Team DDP Yoga audience with, sort of as the last words to them before we talk to you again?
You know, you get to a point where you think it's over and you can't change it, but you just got to believe in yourself and, you know, look into yourself and, you know, what I always said, DDP put it on the figure, and he plainly said it, you know, do your DDP yoga or else thing. And that figure was given to me. I won it through a raffle, and, you know, that's what inspired me to, you know, go on that in the Arthur video. And you've got family and friends that's probably going to say you can't do it. Prove them wrong and believe in yourself. That's all I would say, that, you know, yesterday inspired, tomorrow an inspiration.
Oh, I love it. Well, we're so glad you came back, and I just applaud you for being so brave, you know, and telling your story, because I know from experience it's not an easy thing to do, but you're doing it. You're already, like, you're already zooming down the road.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me, and, I felt that this was the first step, was not to write it on Facebook, not to write it on Team DDP Yoga, but to come out over the radio and actually bring out my goals and quit hiding behind a computer and actually, you know, come out from hiding.
That's
great. Yep. And so, Robert and Stace, anything else for the peep before we go?
I wanted to say one quick thing, even though we could do a whole show on this, and this is about, you know, the whole getting back on track and everything and keeping it off. I knew that if I was going to keep it off, had to come up with a game plan for dealing with stress. So that's just something to put out there, food for thought. It's another part of the whole puzzle. I had to stop being a bottled-up ticking time bomb and keeping everything locked up, you know, in terms of my emotions, and, you know, dealing with feelings and all that. It's an ongoing. Every day there's a new challenge, but I had to really come up with ways to deal with it instead of stuff it down with food. That was key to keeping it off.
That's great advice. I mean, from both of you guys, because you both have had awesome journeys. Robert, you've done a lot, man. Bro, glad to have you here, as always, man in the helm, keeping us together. Stacy, it's always wonderful co-hosting with you, keeping us going. And Rev Kev, thank you so much for being our special guest tonight. I want to thank Josh and Nick for calling in, and I want to thank everybody else, that Will Garland, John NS, Jay Campbell, Dawn, Dave Orth, Christina, everybody who's listening in the chat room, everybody on Team DDP Yoga. And, you know, when the 10% comes a-knocking, as Rev Kev would say, say your prayers, read your Bible, and do your DDP Yoga. Live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.